This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This coverage has confirmed there are at least two shooters to the fully automatic
weapon. Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back. In the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned explosion. It just pancaked.
I took the baby out of incubators. Not the children, and I have a
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a theme at high level.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The View. A panel of leftists spewing Alinskyite propagandized slogans based on weaponized disinformation to their gullible mob audience. It's only a matter of time before Trump derangement syndrome begins to bubble to the surface.
An ideologue. I mean, I have been in the crime business for over three decades, and I think I said that before. And I know a con when I see it. And I think that what has happened in the last, truly in the last campaign, and everybody needs to be concerned about that. Lady Justice is supposed to be blind.
Not an ideologue.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I am in law enforcement.
Let me ask you a question.
Right and
wrong. Do you think Donald Trump embraces and embodies conservative ideology? Remember, he used to be have a different position on pro-choice. He's imposing tariffs. He's against globalism. Do you think he is an ideologue that is faithful to conservative policies?
You know, I'm not here to talk about what Donald Trump is and isn't.
But you're talking about
him.
No, you got to answer
the question. Talk about
the
you want to talk about Donald Trump? You tell me what metric in this country is worse off. Unemployment is lower than it's been in 50 years. Minorities, Hispanics, African Americans have jobs. Wait a minute. The GDP under Obama was barely one. We're going up to four.
And if Democrats don't get their, you know what, together, he's certainly going
to
get the
election. Here's my question for you, because
I am not. Judge.
Nobody
no,
is.
No, oh, yeah.
Did you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of, I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation.
This is where the Trump derangement syndrome starts to fester. Whoopi is arguing a moot point. Yes, Whoopi, over 32% of federal inmates in the U.S. are illegal aliens. And yes, roughly 5,000 U.S. citizens die every year as a result of illegal alien drivers. And yes, there is a largely ignored rape epidemic of American children by illegal aliens. And yes, it does cost the U.S. taxpayers roughly $113 billion per year to pick up the tab on the illegals pouring over our border. Whoopi's frustration is meaningless because regardless of what fantasy the left may believe, we do have immigration laws, and most Americans want them enforced and strengthened.
Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive.
Next, Whoopi mockingly asks, what is the deep state? As if it were on par with the fictional Legion of Doom.
One of the things that...
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun to return.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And this is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm going to be with you for the next few segments. And Alex will be coming back for the last two segments of this hour, this fourth hour today. And I'm broadcasting today from Alaska, actually, my home in Anchorage. And I want to kind of pick up where some of the last segment left off. You know, first of all, talking about, you know, background and the diversity of thought and how much anger and violence is showing up in our culture right now is pretty disheartening to all of us. And I want to talk about that in the context of my own family. I'm a libertarian. Before that, for 25 years, I was Alaska Independence Party, which is very different from my family and my parents' history. They're both were Democrats. My father was a United States Congressman, a state senator. My younger brother, Mark, was a state senator as a U.S. senator as a Democrat, was a mayor of Anchorage a couple of terms, Anchorage Assembly a couple of terms. My other brother, Tom, is a member of the state Senate, also a Democrat. My son is a Republican, and since he was a young man in his teens, a young Republican all the way up to now, and is just turning 40, a Republican all his life and active in the Republican Party here. Now, you can imagine with Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians and Independents, I might add, coming together at the holidays makes for a pretty lively debate, because my family are all very informed and have very strong positions. But as a model for the country, the idea of speech, even speech that is repugnant, quite frankly, to one another, we still are able to have, and it's not an environment of tolerance, you know, this idea that somehow we shut up and tolerate things. No, no, not in that, but in a real discussion that's respectful. That means we accept the right of the other party to say what they need to say and make their point, but at the same time, with an obligation, kind of informally in my family, if you're going to complain, you also come in with a solution set. And even if it isn't the one that's arrived at in the end, that's what we usually end up debating. Not the fact that there's a problem, but sort of what's the solution to it. And what I want to say about that is what we're seeing now, so much now from the left, is this anger, this hate, and even violence. This is not the way. Or shutting down speech. Again, an effort from the left. You know, let's not let anybody say what they think. And let's beat people up in the street for their political views, for goodness sake. I mean, as much as religion as a reason for not being beat up in the street are your political views. I mean, these are the protected speech. I mean, short of screaming fire in a movie theater where people are put in immediate danger, speech should be allowed. At a level higher than tolerance, acceptance, and open discussion, and the kinds of things that lead us to practical and real solutions. And I'm going to dedicate most of my time today to talking about problems and solutions in the context of not left, right, right, wrong, but how do we get through the mud hole, the swamp? And you want to talk about a deep state? I'll tell you about a deep state. Deep state took out my father when he was a congressman, disappeared him as a congressman, along with the majority leader of the U.S. House in the early 70s. That's a story for another day. We found out through FBI telexes released 20 years later sort of what happened. I don't trust the FBI. They're part of that deep state. They have been since the beginning, since Hoover ran the place. When you look at the Kennedy family now, 50 years has elapsed. Now more is coming out. They don't believe it was an accident either, whether it was Robert or JFK. This is deep state in operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I know because it's happened to my family. And this is the reality of it. But solutions are what we need right now. And dialogue that is healthy, not for the sake of political correctness at all, but for the sake of open, real discussion. And one of the other rules, my family, my son was in Austin recently in a Republican gathering, and he was after the meetings having a drink with some of the guys, and some guy, you know, literally wanted to engage him in a political debate, but not at a rational level of discourse, but elevating, screaming, hollering. My son said, "Wait." And you know, this is how we do it. You know, we don't elevate with them. We just keep lowering our voice. The louder they get, the quieter we get. Until they got to really listen close because we're almost whispering. Or we stop it. In this case, you have to stop and say, look, you want to have a discussion without the emotional overlay so we can actually talk. I'll stay and have the conversation. Otherwise, I'm leaving. And that is it. You know, turn down the volume and let's have a discussion, America, and get through this stuff together, whether we agree with each other or not. And I want to jump into some issues leaping off from there. And the one, you know, I'm thinking about, what can I cover in these segments? Because Alex is going to grab those last two really important stuff that has to be dealt with. But I want to at least take on an issue today, and I want to take on healthcare. And I want to talk about how it plays into the media frenzy. I don't watch TV. I gave it up about 7 years ago. But when I travel, I click it on and see what's going on. And I cannot believe the pharmaceutical industry advertising. And you can't shut them up because that's free speech, right? I mean, they can advertise prescription drugs that nobody watching virtually can buy because you're not an MD. But they're going to tell you, and they're going to spend, you know, 40% of drug costs in America are related to the advertising costs. 40% to convince you to buy something you can't buy. And I can't advertise cigarettes on TV. But the reason you can't is that was the settlement of a lawsuit because they had lied to everybody and told everybody it's safe when, in fact, they knew it was killing everyone. So they have to, you know, remove their speech from public airwaves as a settlement for the industry. We don't have that kind of leverage with the pharmaceutical industry, so they're free to advertise anything they want. But what we do have is a tax code. Make it so it is not tax deductible, and it has to come out of shareholder profits. Non-deductible promotion for doctors, except for the free samples. Give them the free samples. No problem, because a lot of times there's going to be people who can't afford prescriptions. So that's cool. Gives the doctor something to hand out. But no more paid perks for docs. No deductibility. Can't deduct. You can do whatever you want, but it's coming out of shareholder profits. And you can't advertise and deduct it. You can do whatever you want, but you're going to eat the cost, not the guy buying the prescription drug through tax deductions and other loopholes. So you take that away. And then another thing you can do with the pharmaceutical industry is set a law that says they cannot sell a pharmaceutical in the United States for 1 cent more than they sell it anywhere else in the world at the wholesale level. And then create a whistleblower mechanism so executives come forward, get a percentage of the action for when they identify the pharmaceutical company to break the law. Now, that's how you equalize price on something required for the very living of people and the vultures in this industry that are feeding off of us with 18% of our GNP absorbed by medical costs. This is a problem. Part of the problem, at least. And 40%, 60% of all medical costs in America are pharmaceuticals, and 40% of that is this propaganda that is saturating our airwaves and owning the media because of the amount of money spent there and deducted, and you and I are paying for it in high pharma bills disproportionate to the whole planet. And we're doing most of the basic research in the world, although the Chinese are catching up, filing more patents than we are all the time. So I want to talk a couple more dimensions on health care, because these are real solutions that make a difference on the bills we're paying. You know, in Alaska, I'll give you the worst example in the United States, because I'm in it. 500% more are charged for general medical procedures in Alaska than the rest of the country, although the costs here are only 34% more. We pay five times as much for 34% more in costs. This is profiteering. This is what is in the way of the truth. Greed by shareholders of companies that don't even know their corporate boards are doing this. And there's more news. When we get back after the break, I got something to tell you about Big Pharma and how they are creating the worst pandemic in the history of the world through their pharma. We'll be right back after these short messages. This is Dr. Nick Begich.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Feggett standing in this last hour and covering the healthcare issue a little bit in the last segment. And I want to jump back into that, just kind of recap. Pharmaceutical industry, 60% of the cost of medicine in the United States, 40% of that is advertising to people that cannot make the decision to buy the product. And the simple solution, eliminate the deductibility, the tax deductibility of advertising for prescription drugs, including the doctor perks that are handed out, trips and whatever. Make those not deductible to the pharmaceutical industry. And you have just ended a huge problem of both overpricing of medicine and controlling the media, because too much of the media's revenue stream is derived from this very same source. It's a collaboration, for goodness sake. When you think about you can't cut off the speech, but you don't have to reward speech that works against us. And then set the price. At the federal level, say that they cannot wholesale a medical prescription drug in the United States for one penny more than anywhere else, allowing for transportation adjustments that they sell it in the world, so that we're paying on an equal playing field, and then let the retail market sort it out in terms of competition. But we're not. You have to go run to Canada to try and buy it, but it doesn't stop there. The medical industry is 18% of the entire gross national product. And we're rated somewhere in the 40s by both Bloomberg and the World Health Organization in terms of efficiency and quality of care. Ecuador is in the 20s and spends 7% of their gross national product on medical care. And they're better at efficiency and quality of care than the United States by leaps and bounds. And those aren't the only statistics. Yet, when you think about this industry, the pharmaceutical industry, let me tell you something. It recently, the biggest pandemic headed our way is opiates. And we all hear about heroin, the cheap one. And then you now have oxycodone, and you know the big lawsuits have been settled there for billions. But now they're applying that strategy all over the world where they're not going to have lawsuits. You're going to create addicts everywhere. And fentanyl, much more powerful than oxycodone. It can be manufactured right in the country by these black marketers and is even worse. Now, let me give you some examples of what's happened there. Oxycodone, a reporter in West Virginia, followed a story where 9 million capsules went into the community of Kermit, West Virginia. 9 million capsules in a year of oxycodone for a whole population of 400, right? Well, the reporter reported on the DEA, says, yeah, we're following it, we're going to nail them, and they nail them. And then in 2016, the Congress made it illegal for the DEA to use that method of catching these distribution cattle. Directly from the pharmaceutical industry, where they know what's going on and where it's going, to not provide that basic data. It doesn't tell anybody who's getting prescribed, no HIPAA rules are violated, nobody's privacy is violated. Just the corporation's flow of drugs from one place to another, it ought to be documented. And it's not documented in a way that DEA can now use that to go after these suppliers. They're just drug dealers. And where the literature shows that you have to attack the problem is at the distribution channels, which includes two channels, the black market that we all know about, and then there's the so-called not black market, which is doctors overprescribing medications in a way that is criminal, quite frankly. And they just convicted one here in Alaska of this, who's traveling here. All the addicts knew who he was. This is a problem. But when the industry can preempt a law that allows DEA a tool that can stop it or choke it off, at least from one channel, their hands are tied. That's how powerful this industry is. It's time to bring them back to reality. Control pricing to equal whatever they wholesale anywhere else in the world, so we're not subsidizing the world on medications too. But we're all paying our fair share. One of the biggest, simplest things we can do. The other is tort reform as it relates to the pharmaceutical industry. This industry kills, they say, half of all of the people that die from medical malpractice are pharmaceutical interactions. Half. That's 50,000 people a year, according to Harvard, as of 10 or 15 years ago. This is more than die in all the wars, active wars going on in the world right now, in terms of Americans. Nobody even talks about it. 50,000 people from drug overdose. You know how easy it is to solve? Every time you prescribe a prescription drug, it ought to be databased so a computer analog can judge the interactions and immediately notify the doctor. Wow. Simple solution. It saves 50,000 lives a year, avoids half of the tort lawsuits a year. You know, it's not a case of tort reform to limit our ability to sue somebody that messes us up. But let's get rid of the lawsuits to begin with by solving the problem so people don't die from this industry that overcharges and puts everyone at risk because of it. And now the solutions aren't about it's mandating coverages, it's forcing us to buy overpriced products. This is fundamentally wrong. So you have to go after the big pharma, not because capitalism is wrong, it's because capitalism is right. And a level playing field is fair. But this is multinational companies that do not care about American interests, because corporate interests are not our interests in this instance. We need to look at this. And then we need to look at the background research. You know, how much American taxpayer university research pays for so much of the fundamentals that eventually ends up in these pharmaceuticals. So, I mean, we're paying it in so many different ways. And I'm not saying those aren't good things. But how we manage this in the public interest does matter. What we do in the future about these things does matter. And the fact is, advertising in venues that make no sense from a real standpoint, what are they trying to do? Put pressure on patients to pressure doctors to increase sales, whether it's in your health interest or not. And to get you hooked on a reoccurring revenue source that pops in every month for your new prescription. But if this is going to be the case, if this is a pharmacy we want, let it be one that reflects honesty, integrity, and the true market conditions within a democratic republic that goes beyond political influence. This has been Dr. Nick Begich today, again, on InfoWars. Alex is coming up in the next two segments. Check out my website, earthpulse.com. Earthpulse.com to get more information on what we're up to. And we'll be back next month in a number of segments, the fourth hour of Fridays. Watch for us there. Dr. Nick Begich signing off again for InfoWars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trump has only been letting you have rope like a fish you let run out on that line. You only hold back to getting tired. Run deep, bitch. Run hard. Because when I'm done, we're turning the engines on and I'm getting strapped in and we're hauling your ass in on metal line and we're going to chop you up on the deck with cold beer on shore and fry your ass and enjoy you. And you will make us strong. You will feed us, cowards. But we never start the fight, scum. We only finish it. Like King George III or Hitler or Hirohito, get ready to have your ass handed to you.
Flawless victory.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist
whose brand is bullying.
Alex Jones is going to hear this. He's going to say, why is CNN out to get me? Why are you trying to take me down?
What's happened with InfoWars? Why are they still on Facebook?
Does it stop with Jones, or does it also go transfer to other outlets?
I want to know how you're dealing with all these conspiracy theorists on your platform.
That man's a threat to this country.
They engaged in premeditated defamation. These people are all lawyers. They're very smart. They've defamed me in fake lawsuits they filed, funded by the Democratic Party, knowing they're protected filing false statements under defamation in lawsuits. And then they do it as members of Congress protected with immunity for false statements. But some of them made mistakes and made public statements outside of Congress when they're not sitting in their chairs. So I am forced, as I've done with anti-slap suits and other operations to prepare lawsuits, I've sent the tort letters as of today to them. And I've got those letters right here letting Congressman Dutch and Congressman Raskin know that they are on notice of our lawsuits. I don't want to file these lawsuits, but I cannot continue to allow them to lie. They went in with an ADL Southern Poverty Law Center script. Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL write a lot of the reports for Soros-run Media Matters. And I know word for word that was Media Matters. And they said, Jones says no one died at Parkland in Florida this year, Valentine's Day, one of my daughter's birthday, and that Jones has bullied them. There's no video. There's no statements.
And in the weeks after the shooting, Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers, alleging that these were merely that these were actors and not real students who had experienced the most horrific thing anyone could possibly imagine. The video violated YouTube's rules against bullying, and it was removed. An article posted to Slate.com describes this as a strike against the channel. Ms. Downs, how many strikes does a channel get?
Typically, a channel gets three strikes, and then we terminate the channel.
So the reason I ask is Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
Their moderators from Bloomberg, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, Bloomberg reported, falsely made claims that I said nobody died, and then I went and bullied them. David Hogg, a day after the event, started working for the Democratic Party and Soros, flying around on private jets, being anti-gun spokesperson. I said he's a PR man and that he was an actor at the school, part of the drama club, so he's well-spoken, and he's been chosen to be anti-gun. I said I believe people died, and I believe he's a real student. But they misrepresented and said that I bullied him and said that nobody died, even though he's a public figure. I would have a right to say that. I didn't say that.
When Alex Jones posted the video you described saying that the survivors of the Parkland massacre were crisis actors, that violated our harassment policy. We have a specific policy that says if you say a well-documented violent attack didn't happen and you use the name or image of survivors or victims of that attack, that is a malicious attack and it violates our policy.
I did not post a video doing that. It was all over the news. They had to remove all the strikes. They were putting strikes on videos that I put up showing what I'd said that I didn't say it. And you got your asses kicked because I had Infowars.com and I had Newswars.com and I was able to counter and show what I said. And that's why you're pissed. So she knows this all full well. It's a huge controversy. So she says, oh, we took down, she re-defames me, says it, and then it continues. Here we go.
Alex Jones posted the video you described saying that the survivors of the Parkland massacre were crisis actors. That violated our harassment policy.
Specific policy. They just opened themselves up to defamation. But I know she thinks she's in a congressional hearing and can do it. I don't even want to sue these people. Lady, you know who I am. You're obsessed with me. We have Project Veritas internal videos. Because I'm the guy that won't sell out. I'm the guy that stands up against the psychopaths. You're all just the scared leftists that got controlled by them because you're a bunch of Stockholm Syndrome people. So you just defamed me again, saying Alex Jones posted it and we took it down. No, I didn't, and you know that. So here's the deal. I'm already banned on YouTube. I'm already delisted on Google. I'm already restricted down to nothing on Twitter and on Facebook. And let me give you the big secret. We never got really new listeners off those. We never even monetized things, maybe 10%. It was always talk radio and TV and our own websites. It's all trash. It's all bots. It's all like inflated Zimbabwe currency on Facebook, YouTube, and Google, and Twitter. We never even needed you guys. You, though, wanting to shut us down and take you off your dirty, fake, fraudulent platforms, illustrated that we were the zeitgeist and that it created the Streisand effect. So now that you've already stuck your arm in the badger hole, that you've already stuck your directly in the wood chipper, in the garbage disposal, now I'm going to tell you that you just came into a trap, you dumb trendies that think you're so... Your families didn't start the country. Your families weren't involved in Magna Carta. They didn't die at San Jacinto. They didn't sell their holdings in New York to start Texas and Sacramento. They are nothing. You come from followers. You are broken. And now, only now, will I begin to tell you your destruction. It's so sweet on your own platforms, this message is delivered. It's so luscious. You the cowards, you the traitors, you the enemies, only now will begin to realize you're going to be broken up. A lot of you are going to go to prison. Trump has only been letting you have rope like a fish you let run out on that line. You only hold back to getting tired. Run deep, bitch. Run hard, because when I'm done, we're turning the engines on and I'm getting strapped in and we're hauling your ass in on metal line. And we're going to chop you up on the deck with cold beer on shore and fry your ass and enjoy you. And you will make us strong. You will feed us, cowards. But we never start the fight, scum. We only finish it. Like King George III or Hitler or Hirohito, get ready to have your ass handed to you.
Facebook and other tech giants do not want to be in the business of deciding what's true or what's false.
Right.
They would much rather let the algorithms just, you know, demote really ugly content.
I think that's
not have to make decisions.
Yeah, I think that's why Facebook does not really want to take a position on this. They don't want to ban them outright because they're afraid that that's going to be seen as censorship against conservatives and particularly the pro-Trump media. It does really beg the question, do these tech giants have a responsibility to stem misinformation online? And if it does it stop with Jones or does it also go transfer to other outlets?
Alex Jones is going to hear this. He's going to say, why is CNN out to get me? Why are you trying to take me down?
Right.
Your reaction?
My reaction is I was asking a very simple question at a Facebook event where they said that they are stemming misinformation online, that they're very serious about combating misinformation, conspiracy theories, and fake news. And so I think the obvious question is, how can you host the leading purveyor of conspiracy theories online while claiming simultaneously that you're serious about fighting fake news on your platform?
That's the question. Oliver, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ryan.
Good to see you.
Those are both very authoritarian, very anti-American, very dangerous individuals. All these people, like, how did we get this type of people running our lives? And do any of us feel safe with this type of crap going on? Because all I want is free market in America and religious freedom, and I'm a guy that loves everybody. And, man, these people lie about me, and they cheat, and they steal, and they engage in fraud, and they piss all over this country. And everybody just better decide which side they're on. That's for Brian Stelter. Brian, you've been hated since you worked at the New York Times. You're a fraud. And I pick you out because you are the worst example of humanity. And you will be defeated.
Flawless victory.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
They are openly attempting to start proxy wars between the United States and Russia and the countries surrounding Russia, from Central Asia into Southern and Central Europe. Bernie Sanders introduced a nightmare resolution that had Republican and Democrat support in the Senate and would have passed. It's being reported by Reuters that he had the overwhelming votes to pass the resolution. Some estimates were it would be 99-1. But thanks to the rules in the Senate, Rand Paul was able to block it. Listen to this. Rand Paul blocks Bernie Sanders' resolution demanding more Russia sanctions. Paul objected to the resolution, saying it was a sign of Trump derangement syndrome coming to the Senate. Senator Rand Paul on Thursday blocked a resolution from Senator Bernie Sanders to implement even more sanctions against Russia, demanding Trump speak with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and back the intelligence community assessment on imaginary Ruski meddling. Now, back that up a moment. Compel the executive branch to speak to their own supposed employee. That is so unconstitutional, but it gets worse. In the full resolution, it would install Rod Rosenstein as a co-president, giving him presidential powers in the Justice Department, and Congress would basically take over the executive branch and install Rosenstein like a new pope or something. I mean, this is a real attempted coup. Now, you notice Rosenstein changed the order of secession and power in the Justice Department so that he was in control of the Justice Department and then tricked Trump into signing it in his first month in office, back when he thought McCabe and all them were being fair. Now we all know the truth. They're a cabal of Democrats. So think about all this. This is so crazy. And that's a whole separate issue from how they're trying to start war with Russia and how the left is foaming at the mouth for it, along with the neocons. Sanders asked for unanimous consent to try to pass a resolution saying, "We must act if they are serious about preserving American democracy. The Congress must make it clear that we accept the assessment of our intelligence community with regard to Russian election interference in our country and our democracy," Sanders said during the Senate floor speech. In fact, let's just hear from him now.
"What this resolution says is we're going to tell Russia, stop interfering in our elections. What this resolution is about is to tell Russia to stop interfering with democratic countries all over the world in their elections. What this resolution is about is saying that we should implement the sanctions overwhelmingly voted by Congress. What this resolution is about is that we will not accept interference with the ongoing investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and that what this resolution says is the president must cooperate with the investigation of Mr. Mueller." That's what this resolution is about.
Under the Senate rules, any one senator could block his request. Sanders' resolution would also demand already passed sanctions legislation be fully implemented, even to protect the election system and to not accept interference in Mueller's investigation, including the firing of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. If we'll let Homeland Security, run by Democrats, take over the election process and all 50 states' attorney generals, remember they tried that, and you've got to let Rod Rosenstein be the new deputy president, or basically the king, I guess co-president, and you just got to do whatever Sanders says. But Paul objected to the resolution. We're going to play it in a moment, saying it was a sign of Trump derangement syndrome coming to the Senate. Paul has been one of Trump's most vocal defenders in Congress in the wake of the president's sit-down with President Putin earlier this week. Here is Senator Rand Paul.
"Trump derangement syndrome has officially come to the Senate. The hatred for the president is so intense that partisans would rather risk war than give diplomacy a chance. Does anybody remember that Ronald Reagan sat down with Gorbachev and we lessened the nuclear tensions? We need to still have those openings. Nobody is saying or excusing Russia's meddling in our elections. Absolutely. We should protect the integrity of our elections. But simply bringing the hatred of the president to the Senate floor in order to say, we're done with diplomacy, we're going to add more sanctions and more sanctions. You know what? I would rather that we still have open channels of discussion with the Russians. Kennedy, at the height of the Cold War, had a direct line to Khrushchev, and it may have prevented the end of the world. Should we be so crazy about partisanship that we now say, we don't want to talk to the Russians, we're not going to have relations with the Russians? We should stand firm and say, stay the hell out of our elections. But we should not stick our head in the ground and say we're not going to talk to them. I would like to see the Russians leave Ukraine. I think we could do it through diplomacy. We're not going to have it if we don't talk to them. I would like to see the Russians help more with North Korea, with denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We're not going to have it if we just simply heap more sanctions on and say we're not going to talk to the Russians, and anybody that talks to the Russians has committed treason. For goodness sakes, we have the former head of the CIA, John Brennan, gallivanting across TV, now being paid for his opinion, to call the president treasonous. This has got to stop. This is crazy hatred of the president. This is crazy partisanship that is driving this. So I could not object more strongly to this. Mr. President, I object.
Yes, it is Trump derangement syndrome indeed. Don't forget, Slimy Sanders earlier on was the only other person that voted last year with Rand Paul to not expand these sanctions. These are acts of war. The West has been messing with Russian elections for decades. The West, funded by George Soros, overthrew Ukraine, started this whole thing. Russia came and helped us defeat ISIS. Russia faces the same globalist enemies, and there's no reason we should allow the neocons, Hollywood, the mainstream media, and all the rest of these globalist operations, like the Pope and the Chi-Coms, to manipulate us into a real war or a proxy war with Russia. This is against our interests. It's insane. Russia is not our enemy, but that's just a fact. If they were, I'd expose it. It is China that owns our debt. China that's infiltrated our universities. China that has bought up Hollywood. China that is fomenting all this leftist garbage and went to Davos, their dictator, a year and a half ago and said, I will defeat Trump. I will work with Juncker. I will work with the EU. We are basically unstoppable. So that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where we stand as a society, as a culture. And it's simply insane that we've now gotten to this point, because despite poll blocking, this Mitch McConnell combine is going to try to pass it in the House and then force it back into the Senate, and then Paul won't be able to block it. So this is where our country's going. I think we should call Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, all the rest of these guys, and say, hey, why don't you do something about the Office of Personnel Management hack that was given to China by Obama? The ultimate treason. Why don't you do something about the $900 billion trade deficit with China? Why don't you do something about all those issues that have destroyed this country and our industrial base and annihilated our national security, instead of showboating and grandstanding and dogpiling the president, claiming that he's a Russian agent because all he did was go after a year and a half and had an overdue meeting with President Putin about working on security issues, fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and so many other things. This is unbelievable to see the traitors, to see the globalists in both parties, desperate to keep this country under their control, pointing their finger at patriots across this country, like myself, Roger Stone, and many others, and the American voters. They point their finger at American voters, and they say, you didn't elect President Trump. You didn't decide to say no to Hillary Clinton. No, you are controlled by Putin. You are mind-controlled by a country that, again, can't even hardly keep its own nation running. This is an insult and a slap in the face of America, and Americans see through it. There's Gallup polls out showing that hardly anybody even cares about Russiagate. They're so sick of it. They know it's a fraud. But the crazed leftists love it because they're going to use it to take over American elections. They're going to use it to federalize things so they can remove Trump, to overturn the 2016 election, and then bring in an iron grip of control over this nation so we never have real elections again. They know they're beaten. They know they've been stopped fair and square. They know there's been a political realignment, and they are now scared to death and trying to bring in a final tyranny, a final revolution against the American people. So this is the fight for this country. Make no mistake, this isn't like other elections. And a lot of people are asleep out there. You need to get awake and understand that their attacks on free speech, Trump supporters, the president, their calls for his assassination are exponentially, logarithmically increasing, and they're making their move this late summer into the fall. They admit they're making their move. That's why the censorship has been ratcheted up. That's why the president's been shadow banned on Twitter. He must speak out against it. That's why you must speak out against it. That's why we've got to get totally motivated and ring the alarm bells as modern Paul Revere's. I'm Alex Jones, back to live transmission with Owen Schroyer from the ATX. Please spread all the live links and tell folks about the station you're listening to. Without you, the globalists will win. With your help and action, we will be victorious, because you are the resistance.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.